I am Ken Geese, pastor of Valley Alliance Church in Nelliston, New York, your Mars Hill pastor for the day. It is already one whole month since New Year's Eve, and many resolutions have already been abandoned. And given that so many resolutions are left by the wayside, what is the reason we make them in the first place? What compels us to try? I believe it comes from an instinctive understanding that we are in some way not good enough, don't meet some standard, or need to be different. As Christians, we recognize that we really don't measure up to God's high and holy standard. It is way over our heads. You know, there may be things in our lives that we can change in our own strength, at least with some coaching, maybe weight loss, or gaining a new skill, or even tidying up. However, I suspect that most of our issues, the things we don't like about ourselves, or things that obviously need change, have a spiritual component that is bigger than our own willpower. So how can we change for the better? Romans 12 verses 1 and 2 offer possibilities. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. First, since God has given us mercy, the appropriate response is to offer our bodies totally to be used by God as he sees fit. It does not mean you need to quit your job and become a missionary to some obscure tribe far away. It is more likely that God wants to use you where you are right now. Maybe you meet a lot of needy people as a plumber and can show a bit of Jesus right there, or as a receptionist who can help a client set up a much-needed appointment. It can be an act of worship to serve another person, even in a, quote, less spiritual profession, and that pleases God. Next, we are urged not to conform to the world, and that is easy if you are living as a sacrifice to God. You will automatically be doing his will, and therefore not conforming to the world. So how about the whole transformation thing? As we obey God as living sacrifices, we are changing the way we do things. And as we do God's thing, God's way, we are being transformed because his way becomes our normal way of doing life. And we find that we have been mentally transformed in the process. Ultimately, this points us to his high and holy will. And as we are changed, we become more attuned to his voice. Living totally devoted to God's purposes, our deep desire to be changed and to be changed in this world are fulfilled. It is a slow process. But as we look back over seasons of our lives, we should see evidence that God has changed us and changed others as he has ministered through us. I'm Ken Geese, pastor of Valley Alliance Church in Nelliston, New York, your Mars Hill pastor for the day.